Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. That always makes me laugh. I probably start every radio show giggling. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm really excited to be with you today. Talking about actually one of my favorite topics. I have lots of topics that I love, actually, but the body, your body, my body, bodies. Really, to me, you know, this radio show is about creation, and creation in a totally different way. Creation beyond the linear, beyond what everybody says you're supposed to do, beyond looking for results, and into a space of possibility, into a space of expanding consciousness on the planet and in your life with everything that you create. And to me, the body is absolutely always, always, always a very, necessary, delightful, wonderful, important aspect of that conversation, of the process of creation. If you're asking to create more in your life and have more and be a greater contribution and create a different possibility in the world, and you don't recognize that you have a body, that's going to be kind of tough. But if you don't include your body in the process, it is so, so much harder. And I wanted to talk about this today because we are heading into the time of the year where bodies get abused dynamically. The holidays are a time where people ignore their bodies perhaps more than ever and really, you know, cease to pay attention. Well, most people don't pay attention to their bodies, period, but you know, all the eating and all the drinking and all the just busyness and parties and other people's universes, it can really be a time of year where it's just not that fun, quite honestly, for a lot of people and a lot of bodies. And if you've, you know, been following me for years, you may have heard me talk about this before because it is a topic that comes up for me. Every time we kind of go into the holiday season, it's like, you know what? I really would love to have a different reality. I am creating that, a different possibility with embodiment, with holidays, with this time of year. And actually next week I'll be doing a show on creating a different reality with the holidays that actually works for you. So with relationships, because that's another big piece, you know, we just tend to be around people more this time of year. And there's more judgments and there's more loneliness and there's more, it just kind of becomes a little bit of a hotbed of limitation and isolation and separation and non-orgasmic living. Let's just say that. But today I really wanted to focus on the topic of bodies and what is it to actually create something very different with your body, with embodiment, with bodies in general. And how is the body included in creation? And what can we be cultivating with our bodies and choosing with our bodies to actually have something very, very different? I know for me, I'm so grateful that I've been working with bodies for a very long time. I mean, really, you know, I'm like, as probably is true for a lot of you, I've been healing other bodies my whole life, known and unknown. A lot of us do a lot of unconscious healing of bodies around us with our bodies because we actually have capacities that we don't know about. And I was very, very, I just from an early age as a kid, I really just loved my body and started dancing when I was 2 years old. Like I had, you know, like been walking for a little bit and I was dancing, you know. My mom had to lie to get me into ballet class because I was too young, but I really wanted to dance and had just did a lot of stuff with my body. I was a diver. I was a gymnast. I was a dancer. I, you know, all these different things. And so, and once I really, well, I started work, I was a somatic psychotherapist for many years, body-centered psychotherapist. So my private practice as a therapist was very much about bodies, embodiment, and actually cultivating with people a space of awareness of their bodies and inclusion of their bodies in the process of change and getting information from their bodies, having awareness, having, at the time I called it mindfulness, but just awareness of our bodies and what they, the information that's available to us through our bodies. And I facilitated movement and taught dance and yoga and all that stuff. And I'm so grateful for everything that I've chosen with all of that, all of the awareness and information and everything that I've been able to create with my own body. And I will say that, you know, I did a lot of that stuff. I live in what I call like the therapy theme park of America, Boulder, Colorado, where you can get any treatment of any modality at any time. There's literally everything that the world has to offer pretty much is here. And so I did all that. I did like crazy healing shit and just like so many different things. And then because I actually had, I had a lot of fun with my body, but I also had a lot of struggle. I had a lot of insomnia. I had digestive issues. I had allergies. I was sick all the time. And I was really doing the right thing. You know, I was looking for the answer and the right thing that I could do with my body to have more ease, to have more joy, to have more space. And it wasn't until I found Access Consciousness that the reality, the possibility that I knew was available with my body and with embodiment began to really show up. And I'm so grateful. I just, it was like I started doing this stuff. I started running the Access Consciousness body processes, which truly are one of the greatest gifts that I've had in my life. Energies, hands-on work energies that literally create molecular and energetic change in our bodies like nothing I had ever experienced before. And started playing with, you know, taking all those classes and having lots of body processes run and advanced body class with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, which really invites the body, invites us to a space of creation with our bodies that is completely beyond reality. And I just, so many things changed and all the stuff that I was looking to figure out with my body actually just went away. I would say a huge part of it is one of the things that the body processes create and this work in general creates is getting out of judgment with our bodies. Because even, you know, as I was looking at for years, like, okay, how do I change my allergies and how do I change getting sick all the time and how do I change not sleeping? And I was looking from a linear point of view of what's wrong with my body that I can change and fix so that this symptom will go away. Well, that's incredibly, incredibly linear. And there's a judgment, even if it doesn't seem like a judgment, there's a judgment embedded in that, that something has to be fixed and changed and that bodies, there's a right way for bodies to be. And when they're not like that, then they don't feel good or they don't work right. And it is when we figure out what's wrong so that we can fix it that will create change. Well, that's really slow and very, very linear. And something, you know, as I said, that I really chased for many, many years with every different modality that I did. And I mean, I spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and time and energy and frustration because nothing changed on really trying to get, have a different possibility with my body. I did the diets, I did the everything. And I've probably been every, like, between vegan and vegetarian and paleo and raw, like, I've done all of it. And it was really based on judgment. It was really based on, there's something wrong with my body that I need to fix. And when I find out what that is, then I'll be happy. And the thing that changed for me was actually getting out of judgment of my body, getting out of judgment of bodies in general, getting out of judgment of how bodies work and how they function and what's true for bodies in this world and on the planet. Because a lot of the information out there about bodies assumes that our bodies are the same. Our bodies are not the same. They are not the same. there's different, every body has its own unique space, energy, consciousness, requirements, desires. And it's the judgment that we have of how the body is supposed to be that stops us from having the awareness of what's actually true for us. And as I look back, it's like, you know, one of the things that I was always making my food choices wrong, and I was always making all these things wrong. It was like, oh, I ate sugar, I'm probably going to feel like shit. Oh, I ate sugar, I'm probably addicted to sugar. I probably have candida or whatever. And now I eat sugar every day. It's actually a vital part of my diet. my body requires it dynamically. And when I go through a lot of change, sometimes my body requires it more, and sometimes it's salt, and sometimes it's no food, and sometimes it's nothing, and sometimes it's Coca-Cola, and sometimes it's salad, you know. But I don't have any judgment about the food and the what is and the what's right and correct and all of that. And that has given me such a space to have what's true with my body and to be expanding that and exploring it all the time. It is when you have a space of communion with your body and a presence with your body without the judgment of this is how it's supposed to be, this is what isn't, this is what should be, et cetera, that you truly begin to have a different reality with embodiment. And you also begin to have awareness of what's actually true for your body in any given moment. And it can be different all the time. It can change all the time. That's one of the things that I really love about bodies, is that bodies don't have a point of view. Our minds have points of views. And so if we're willing to get out of, it's the points of view that we have that create our bodies. Bodies are just like, hi, I'm here. Hi. But we have these points of view of, oh, I'm fat, or oh, I'm skinny, or oh, I'm wrong, or oh, I'm this, or I'm have celiac, or I have whatever, that it might seem very much like a reality to you. But when you go, huh, okay, so what if none of that was true or fixed or defined? What if change is possible every 10 seconds? And even every nanosecond, and I could actually have a space of communion with my body that would allow me to know what's true now and now and now and now and now. And when we begin to function from that space, then we truly get to have the adventure of creating our bodies every day. Your body gets created. Like, you create your body every day. Every day. And sometimes it might seem like, oh, changing my body would take eons, you know. And I'm not saying, oh, you can change your body entirely in, you know, today. And you can. And, you know, for some of you, that's true. And for some of you, you know, it might require more things and more time and all of that. And what if none of it is right and none of it is wrong? And you could just play. You could just play. What if you could actually have a space of joy and possibility with your body that allows you to have intimacy with it so that you can know what is going to create more with your body right now? And what it is that's going to create more with your body right now is not necessarily going to be the same thing that's going to create more with your body an hour from now or tomorrow or in a week or a month or a year. One of the most dynamic ways that we abuse our bodies is by the definition that we give them of what is required, of what is right, of what is true. I must exercise this much, or I hate exercise, or I can't eat, blah, blah. I'm allergic to this. I don't sleep. I sleep. All that stuff, it creates a solidity in your beautiful, alive, ever-changing body. And it locks in impossibility rather than allowing a space of possibility that would truly allow you to thrive, to change, to have orgasmic living, to have a space of joy, to have a space of creation with your body, to have a space of communion with your body, and to have a connection with the earth and other bodies that is a contribution to you, that expands your life and living, that makes you and the world a greater place. What if you having an absolutely delightful orgasmic body and space of embodiment was actually a massive contribution to the world? What would that be like? What would it be like if we were like, hey, let's honor our bodies. Hey, everybody, let's honor our bodies. But what would it be like if we actually chose that? Like if a lot more people on the planet actually chose that and then got to experience like that, to me, it's like a huge contribution to the earth, to this planet that's going, hey, dummies, there's something really different here that you guys aren't aware of, that you guys aren't choosing. And what if what you create with your body could be an expansion of possibility and consciousness and communion and space and joy and oneness and orgasmic energy and nurturing that is truly beyond reality and a truly a different possibility. So that's part one. I don't have any idea where we're going to go next. I didn't know where we were going to go here. So that's the fun thing about these shows is I have no clue what is next. And I love that. So we're going to take our first break and we will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking this week about bodies. Creating something different, something really, really different with your body. What if change with your body didn't have to be about anything being wrong? What if change with your body didn't have to be about you getting anything right? What if change with your body didn't have to be about anything being a particular way? What if it could be a space of constant dynamic choice, dynamic living, and dynamic communion with your body and with the earth that allows you to have awareness every moment, every 10 seconds, every day of what actually works for your body beyond judgments? The thing about having judgments in regards to bodies, which there are so many of in this reality, the thing about having judgments with regards to bodies is that anytime we have judgment about anything, and I don't just mean, you know, if this conversation is new-ish to you, judgment, you know, a lot of us, when we think of judgment, we think of judging somebody for something or judging ourselves for something. Like, there, it's more obvious, you know, the way we see judgment in this reality is more like, I'm wrong because of blah, blah. But judgments can be very, very subtle. And we think that they are awareness. We think that they are, you know, information that we have about something. But that's one of the things that really opened things up for me with the tools of Access Consciousness is getting how insidious judgment is, how much we function from it, how much we create from it, and what would actually what's available to us when we go beyond it. Judgment can literally be Coca-Cola is bad for you and spinach is good for you. There's no question. Anytime there's no question, there's no curiosity, then you're in judgment, basically. And you're in conclusion and decision and computation. Your body might actually come to find out Coca-Cola is really an awesome thing for my body when it's requiring a lot of sugar. And bodies tend to require, it depends on your body, but bodies can actually require more sugar and more salt when they're changing a lot. When there's a lot, if you process a lot, if you have a very active mind, if you move a lot of energy, you might actually require a lot more sugar, a lot more salt, a lot more water, and a lot more energy. As what if those were sort of like food groups, you know, rather than like the grains and the this and the that. And you have to look at what's true for you and what works for you. But if you have a judgment of, oh, if I drink Coca-Cola, it's going to blah, blah, blah to my body, or it's bad for me, or I shouldn't, or whatever, then there's no possibility in your world for that to actually be a contribution to you. There's no possibility for anything to be a contribution to you other than what you've decided should be. And even then, you don't really get to receive from whatever that is. So all the judgments, all the conclusions, all the computations and decisions, projections, expectations, separations, and rejections that you have of your body, of bodies, and of a reality, of the reality with bodies that everybody believes to be true, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. If you're wondering what the hell I just said, that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. It is basically like a delete button that just takes all that energy and goes, delete. And you don't have to know what it is or how it works. It's just an energy. And if you want to know what it is and how it works, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. And there's some more information there. But it's one of the tools that we use to actually change the judgments, the decisions, the computations, the conclusions that we have about everything. Because it is those pieces, those elements of reality that stop us from the capacity and the willingness to perceive what is actually true. What is actually true for your body and about your body right now. It might be that it would like to sleep right now, or that it would like to run, or that it would like to have sex, or that it doesn't actually desire food, even though it might be lunchtime where you are. All these things. Do you look at your watch when you eat? Or do you ask your body, body, do you desire food? And if so, what food do you desire? And it's these tweaks in how we function and how we be with our bodies that allow there to be this space of communion that begins to expand. And I want to just play with a different tool, awareness, so to speak, in Access Consciousness that has changed a lot for me with my body. And that is the idea of there being, in a way, two different species on the planet. humans and humanoids. And this might seem really strange to you. So just if you haven't heard this before, just use your own awareness and see what resonates, what's light for you, and what expands your world. And please go with that above anything I ever say. Please always go with what you know. But it's an idea that there's some people, and you could even look around your world and notice this, some people function from a judgment that goes from them and like out. It is a judgment of other people. So they don't judge themselves as much as they judge other things and other people around them. And some people function more from a judgment that's sort of turned inward, where they actually judge themselves way more dynamically than they judge other people, other things on the outside. And so this is one of the things where if there wasn't anything wrong with either one of those realities or that needed to be changed, and we could just acknowledge them for what is, then this is a piece that has given me a lot of freedom. It's like, wow, I tend to be one of the people that judges me more than I judge other people. And there's other people that judge other people more than they judge themselves. And so humanoids tend to judge themselves more. Humans tend to judge others more. And one of the things about that conversation it's created a lot of freedom in my world. And one of the things that has really changed is also an acknowledgement of, okay, so if there are sort of two different sort of species on the planet, and this is sort of the best way to look at it, then what's actually true with bodies then? Because human bodies are going to be different than humanoid bodies. Humanoid bodies do require more salt and sugar. They do require more hydration, more energy. They don't require a lot of food typically. They don't require, you know, like well-rounded meals. I hardly eat meals. I maybe once a day will have something that looks more like a meal. They tend to, you know, like a lot of humanoids tend to sort of snack and have little bites and be fine with that. And humanoid bodies also have very different capacities and for being, for creation, for you know, change. Like sometimes when you hear those miracle stories of bodies that have healed from, you know, the unhealable or whatever, a lot of times that is more of a humanoid reality where humanoid bodies tend to, they don't fit into the rules and the linearity of this reality. It's more about like humanoid bodies change really quickly and have a different sort of molecular possibility, molecular reality. And so if this is resonating for you or feels light to you, just start to look at that, because what happens is this is another place where we do judgment, where we go, okay, so there's like bodies are supposed to be this way. Bodies are supposed to get 8 hours of sleep and supposed to eat this and that and supposed to blah, 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 blah. Like all these things, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is how exercise works. This is how healthcare works. And you're asking your humanoid body to actually be, to sort of fit into this human reality construct of what bodies are supposed to be. And it really, really falls short, which is why when I was searching the world 8 million times over for what was wrong with me so that I could fix it, so that I could feel better, I was looking for a linear answer. I was looking for a conclusion and a result rather than, whoa, my body is actually really different. My body actually has a lot of capacities. My body can, like one time I always think of this as like a kind of a humanoid body moment. I was running and literally my foot was right over, and I'm running, so I'm moving fast. My foot was right over a gigantic rattlesnake that was in the middle of the trail, about to come down on its body. And I saw it, and the next thing I knew, I was about 5 feet away from the rattlesnake. My body had turned around and run the other direction, and there was no landing on the snake. The snake didn't even see me. It was a very large snake, so it was just a section of its body that I could see. That's one of those things that humanoid bodies can do, is like move themselves dynamically or move so quickly that it sort of seems illogical. Things like that. Just having capacities that, you know, a lot of times we see in movies. And then there's a whole X-Men conversation, which is one that I've been having lately on the show some, and in some of my Facebook Live videos and different conversations, and doing a telecall on that right now. X-Men are really an evolution of the species of, you know, a very different possibility, a very different reality, where X-Men have a lot of capacities. I mean, if you look at the X-Men movie, it's sort of that. It's like you might appear to be normal, but you actually have capacities. You and your body have capacities if you are an X-Men. And X-Men can be labeled as being, you know, autistic, ADD, ADHD, OCD, other labels that a lot of X-Men get. Anything that is like a diagnosis, a lot of times there's an X-Men capacity there. And when you have that going on, it's like you have an awareness of totally different possibilities. You have an awareness of the future. You have an awareness of what, like, your body is different. You just function really different in the world. Your brain functions different. Like your brain function, you have a whole brain function rather than a right and left brain function. So there's a lot of different aspects of being an X-Men that make it so that we can show up in the world differently. We do sometimes, and we can and have that actually be a possibility rather than a wrongness and a limitation. And it applies to bodies as well. And the reason I bring this up is because if your body has capacities for change, if it has a different reality with, say, I mean, just the obvious things that we've been talking about here, like food and movement and sleep patterns and exercise and health and all that stuff, like the things that we think of when we think bodies in this reality, if your body has a different reality and different capacities with all of that, and you are sort of overlaying on your body that it is normal, that it is human, that it is, you know, like fits into the black and white of this reality is determination of what bodies are, then you will be profoundly, profoundly limiting what is possible with your body. And I would say that all the stuff that was going on with me before I found these tools was actually my body really asking for something very different. My body just sort of pushing me to keep looking in a way for a different conversation that would actually give me what was truly possible with my body, which is creation and change and, you know, dynamic living and orgasmic living and possibility and like the, really truly the capacity to change not just my body, but to create in the world, to change the world, to walk through the world as a broadbanding, broadcasting space of possibilities that can heal the world with, as Dane here says, one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness, to heal the world with your very touch, whether it's actual physical touch or just your presence and your being. What if you could move through the world as a dynamic possibility that changes the molecules that you interact with, that you relate to, that you come into contact with? Whether you're touching people or not touching people is irrelevant. It's like, what is actually true for your body? And when you negate that, deny that, ignore that, limit that by squashing your body into a linear reality of being, then or beingness or non-being, shall I say, our bodies are not very happy about that. And that can be when things start to show up where your body is just doing what it does best, giving you information. Well, not what it does best, but doing what it does, which is giving you information through sensation, through different realities that might be going on for you. That it's how our bodies communicate with us. So if you have something going on with your body or you would like to create a really different possibility with your body, what is your body actually asking for? What is your body actually capable of? What does your body be that is so different that you haven't acknowledged it, that if you would acknowledge it, would change everything and create dynamically? And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you please just start and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So break number two, it's just starting to get really good. So I look forward to where we go next. We'll be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world. And that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment. Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we are talking this week about what is truly possible with bodies and what can you create? What can you create with your body? And this is the thing is that, you know, if you're looking for change with your body, if you're looking for, you know, if you have something going on that you would like to change, these tools are absolutely amazing. And, you know, I've shared with you that on this show and in other places too, of just what change I've been able to create with my body. And truly, I didn't really realize before I started playing with Access Consciousness and taking body classes and really exploring this whole realm of having a humanoid body, having an X-Men body, wondering what my capacities are and allowing myself to explore that. I didn't realize that there was like that feeling great all the time wasn't the end all be all, like wasn't the end of what was possible. It was actually, in a way, the beginning. And feeling great all the time isn't even necessary for what is possible with your body. It's sort of just whatever's going on with your body is truly just an interesting point of view. And you can still continue to create with it. And you can create with your body in ways that really are even a little tricky to talk about. It's like, but just what if you really, it's sort of like the rattlesnake story from the last segment, you know, being able to move 5 feet away from a rattlesnake that I was literally about to land on in, you know, no time really, things like that. And that's just, that was a great example of not injuring myself, not hurting myself. And my body does that a lot. And when you can acknowledge that that's where you're functioning from, then you get to have more of it. But what if, as I started to play with before we went to the break, like truly, what if your body could be this like broadcast unit, broadbanding unit for awareness, for possibility, for joy, so that people stand next to you and they are changed. People stand next to you and their bodies relax, or their judgments melt away, or people just even tap into you or see you, or they don't even have to stand next to you, but you being in the world, actually, like you interact with the tree and the tree becomes greater and you become greater because you're willing to be a space of communion, and the earth becomes greater because of what you're willing to be with your body. That is an honoring, that is a celebration, that has gratitude and vulnerability and allowance and trust. And the elements of intimacy that allow something really greater to get created. And the cool thing is that when you begin to play, and when you play in that space with your body in that way, with a space of curiosity and possibility and acknowledgement that your body isn't what everybody says it is. It isn't what you thought it was. It's something greater and different and inconceivable and undefinable and miraculous and full of possibilities and full of capacities. when you begin to function from the knowing of that, the trusting of that, the acknowledgement of that, then what you can create in the world absolutely explodes and expands. So this space has created something really different in my business. It's created more with my money flows. Money is for our bodies. So if you include your body in creation, you can create a lot more money. You can receive a lot more money if you include your body in receiving. I mean, if you're not willing to include your body, you don't really have a space of receiving. So so much comes back to our bodies and what is truly possible. And it is what if your body could literally just be a playground? Like, oh, what are we going to play with today? What's going to be, and as you begin to be more of that, and it isn't like this is what you need to do to have that. It's more, hey, what if this was possible and you could be curious about this and begin to acknowledge what is true for you and explore it? You create a different possibility in the world and all the other stuff gets greater too. You know, like I was saying, your business grows, you have more money, you have better sex, you can work out in 10 minutes and feel like you worked out for an hour. You can, like, that's my workouts are usually 12 minutes or less. and I get stronger every day by just including my body and asking my body and being like, I'm going to work out really hard for 8 minutes right now. And I did that yesterday and I'm sore today, which is really cool. I don't get sore that often because I exercise a lot. But I like being sore. I'm kind of weird like that. Just my body showing me, hey, we've used some different muscles. And so all of this reality stuff gets greater when you're also willing to be a totally different possibility beyond reality that includes your body and that is a gift and an invitation for people to choose something different, be something different, and have a space of kindness and consciousness and being in the world. And this, there's so much coming up in my world. Like I love to sort of loop back to this conversation, or not even loop back, but to expand into this conversation more and more all the time. Because it is, my body is such a huge part of, I just have a space of presence with my body that is beyond reality, and I acknowledge that and I expand that every day more and more. I'm actually absolutely like fascinated and delighted by what's possible with creation when we include our bodies. And so I have all kinds of, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming up in the next few months that I'm creating that really bring bodies and embodiment and the space of sexualness and sexual energy and receiving into our worlds more, into what we're creating way more. And so I just invite you to come and play with me. You can, not all of it is even up on my website yet, but heathernichols.com. And if you look at the class schedule, that's kind of where you get the download of everything. And one of the couple things that I'm doing in the next little bit is, last week we started an X-Men creation series telecall where we did one call on business. We're doing another one today on money, and we're doing a call on X-Men bodies on Thursday. And so if it's still open for registration, and you can also, if you hear this in a year, you could still purchase the call after the fact. If you go to heathernichols.com/X-Men create, that's where you can go to sign up and join us. And we'll be really diving in. Today we're going to talk about money, which I'm so excited about, because one of the things about X-Men is that we think that we're so wrong and fucked up. But when you actually get out of the judgment of that and you look from a different point of view of like, huh, what if I actually did have capacities with money? What if I did have capacities with business, with my body, with creation? A totally different world begins to open up, where everything that you thought was judgeable is actually your brilliance and truly one of my favorite conversations. So you can join us if you'd like to have more around that. And what else? There's just all kinds of stuff coming up. So just check out my website. I have a Being You class on Thanksgiving Day. Actually, I do want to mention this because I talked about the holidays in the beginning. I realized I used to get to the end of the holiday season, and I remember the last time this really happened. I had been with my family for, I don't know, maybe a week or so. And I came home and I was so sick for like a week. And I just felt horrible. And I don't, like, when I don't feel good, it's so bizarre to me because I really most of the time feel pretty amazing. And I just went, you know what? This doesn't work. Like, why would I go into the whole, like, the holiday reality is slow and boring, and it's full of judgment, and it's very much about abusing the body with food and liquor and all of that stuff. And it's not even the food and the liquor, it's the unconsciousness that comes with, like, stuffing your body when your body doesn't want to be stuffed. And there's some wonderful things about the holidays, and, you know, I have fun with my family on Christmas and all of that, but really started to make a demand of, hey, what is actually really going to work for me here? What's possible here that I haven't considered? And, what's going to work with the creation, of a reality that I would like to have, so that I even kick off my new year with, like, already having been creating, rather than now I'm recovering from 6 weeks of unconsciousness and anti-consciousness with my body. And once I feel better right around mid-January, then I'll, you know, come out of a 2-month slump. That is really not fun for me. So I started to create different things. I stopped really having Thanksgiving. In the US, we have this huge thing that is like turkey and potatoes and this and that. And my body doesn't really like that food. I don't really like to eat very much. I don't like to cook. So I was like, why would I spend 2 days cooking so that I could make food that I don't like, so that I could eat tons of it and then feel like crap and have to clean it up? To me, that's not exciting at all. That's kind of a waste of time for me. And some people love cooking and love food and all that. And I do love food, but I would rather have 6 oysters and delicious champagne and be light and feel good and feel orgasmic about what I've just put into my body. So I started doing things like that for the holidays. And, you know, I did have a Thanksgiving dinner 1 year that was oysters and champagne, or, you know, nothing, or whatever I would like. Last year I was in Australia and I was so happy to just not have any of it. But what I'm doing this year is I'm actually doing a Being You class. There's a Being You 1-day adventure class. I'm facilitating on Thanksgiving because I'm crazy. And I would much rather play with a group of people interested in being them. And we will have yummy food and deliciousness and yummy champagne and all of that. And play with the gratitude that is available. Well, it's available all the time, but that we think we have to do on Thanksgiving. So anyway, that's happening on Thanksgiving. It's going to be in my home in Boulder, Colorado. It's also going to be live streamed. And we have a Joy of Business class the next day, also live and live streamed, that I'm just really excited to create something very different. And then over New Year's, I'm doing a foundation class. So another holiday where I'm choosing to create it in my own way, in a way that works for me. So I invite you to come and play, heathernichols.com. You can look at the schedule and see what might be fun for you. And truly, I just want to invite you to take whatever from this conversation has seemed fun and expansive to you and apply it. Apply it in your life. Apply it in your world. Say hi to your body today in a really different way. Be honoring of your body in a really different way. And just start to get curious about what's actually true for you and for your body. And what if there, not only do you not have to get it right, but there isn't even a way that you can get it right. What then? What could you actually create and perceive and be and know and receive then? If that were what was possible for you and what you were being in the world, with your body? What change could you create? What possibility could you create? I would really love to see a world with happy bodies. Really love to see that. So I invite you to the adventure. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back next week with more. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.